Welcome back to Dicey Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by my Chaos crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Haru playing Taluga.
Get ready to dungeon crawl, folks. But first, a recap. Last time on Dicey Situations, we caught up with the Chaos crew after their battle with the mind-controlled Firbolg Assassins. Inside Krizik's abandoned temple, Theo and Taluga discovered leaflets of propaganda against Bleebly and the apostate Nancine. Glebnor used his gooey body to help Torvo and Doran take the unconscious Firbolg over to the Fire Temple for healing, while Taluga commissioned a new weapon from the fire giant smith Devo. Jakat then escorted the Chaos crew to the Drake Pits to introduce them to a familiar face. Resting in the magma pools of the temple, the Flame Mother herself emerged and turned out to be none other than Daisy, an ancient red drake who once lit the forge back in Tidagol. Theo attempted to understand how Daisy had seemingly become a fire goddess, and realized the magic that gave her divinity was similar to the Kuatoa magic that activated his godhood. After a planning session with Taluga about their next steps, Theo solidified his alliance with the fire worshippers as the gang made their way back to the Temple of Death. As they made their way through the district, Taluga spotted Shumak's consort Greg sneaking off into an alley. Under the Pass Without Trace spell, the boys snuck up on Greg's safe house and caught the tail end of a sending spell. Believing Greg to be some sort of spy, everyone took a turn wailing on him to knock him out, and then made their way to the mausoleum with their captive. At the steps of the Death Temple, the former voice of darkness, Dredna, was refusing entry to the temple to Yarno and Dozer, and the concerned parents of a missing lizardfolk girl. Theo finally had enough of the cryptic cleric, and silenced the voice for good with a shot to the chest. Inside the temple, the gang interrogated Greg and learned he was in fact a spy who was working for Yeageron to learn more about the treacherous Mansa. We catch up with our heroes now as they begin their descent into the crypts below, on a rescue mission to save a lizardfolk child, and uncover more mysteries inside the Man in Black's mausoleum. All right, gang. A big, creepy temple. It's just all you guys now. What would you like to do?
Jeff! Jeff!
Who's Jeff?
Who the hell is Jeff?
Jeff was the assistant to Borf.
Yeah, but now he's
But his name is Jeremy.
That's Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Jeff is the little guy that makes us pastries.
Yes.
Oh, I could go for a Choco Taco.
And then there's, what was his name, Clark?
No, Carl.
There you go.
Carl.
So we're looking for Carl and Jeremy.
Yes.
Okay.
Jeremy!
I look over at Reggie.
Glebnor, hey, bud.
Hey, what's up?
I think maybe we're going to use our inside voices.
How are they going to hear us?
Well, let's assume that Jeremy and Carl are in on the creepy operation. So maybe we don't want them to know we're coming.
I'm pretty sure they're in on it.
But then, don't they, that Theo, they think he's the top dog.
Yes, but I don't...
He is the top dog!
It doesn't seem like they're really respecting Theo's wishes with what to do with his temple.
We're gonna have to kill Carl and Jeremy.
Yeah, probably. I didn't really like Jeremy. He had beady eyes.
Carl was okay.
Oh, before we go, since we are going to be descending deep into a scary place, I would like a way to easily get back.
See, Reggie walks over to the center of the temple floor and begins writing on the ground with a little piece of chalk.
I learned a new spell. Totally remembered it from my files.
As he is drawing a teleportation circle on the ground.
We can zip right back here when we're done. The worst thing about going into a spooky, scary place is you don't have to have to walk back. That would be so lame. But yeah, this will let us teleport back when we're done.
That's pretty sick.
I know. I'm sure that we'll have other uses for this. We need to get around places all the time, so...
It's a good call.
Yeah.
You know, actually, Reggie, that's smart.
Thank you. Thank you. All right,
kind
everyone.
Kind words from father. I miss those.
They feel really good, Glebnor. Maybe if you're a good boy, you'll get one again. Probably not.
All right, let's get a round of perception checks, everybody.
17.
24.
11.
Okay. I think, Taluga, you're still just staring at this, like, stone mural.
Yeah, that's bad. They don't, that's not good. That is the opposite of good, which is bad, which that is. That is bad.
Glebnor, I think you kind of, you have this little kitten with you now. And as you hold a little kitten up and you're kind of like scoping out the scene, you do kind of pick up a slight lizardy aroma coming from below the building here.
Minxie, do you smell that?
You and the cat Minxie?
Yeah.
Meow.
Yeah. Sits there.
It smells like a little bit of lizard.
And Theo, you know that there is a passageway at the western part of the temple that led back to the rooms. And you can assume that this passageway would presumably lead deeper into the mausoleum.
We go this way, guys. Follow me.
All right, hold on. I might have something for this to help us out a bit. I go to the parents. Like, yeah. Did she have any object on her that I saw the night before?
She was wearing her PJs, but we got her changed. I don't think so.
All right, well, can't track that. How about, does she have a plant on her?
A plant? No, she likes candy and cats.
Well, all right, can't help there, guys.
Well, did you have a spell that would let you find pajamas?
It would let me locate animals or plants or locate objects.
Does she count as an animal?
She is a person, Glebnor.
We don't know what her attitude's like.
She's a humanoid, unfortunately, Glebnor.
Okay.
My daughter's no animal!
Sorry.
She's a sweet girl. She loves eating cats.
All right, well, I got a backup plan. Let's just go.
Nervous cat is eyeing the lizard.
Do I understand what the cat?
Oh, yeah. You critique animals, right?
Yeah.
Cat's like, please don't eat me. 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 I don't want to get eaten. Oh. I would like some milk.
How's she doing, Daddy?
Who?
Minxie.
Yeah?
How's she doing?
Okay.
Okay, good.
I start going.
I'm going to pet her.
All right, let's get her out of here. Let's call this perception checks as you guys make your way into these winding caverns.
17 again.
26.
Damn.
17.
Okay. You guys all kind of circle up and start making your way down this winding hallway. The hallway here... it's an ancient dark hallway. It's about, we'll say, like 60 feet or so to the end of the hall. And then you see it splits off into like a T intersection. And you got a really high perception check right there, right?
26.
26. You can tell that the left hallway definitely leads to the flesh room. There is a rotting smell of flesh coming from that left hallway.
Oh, God.
Don't go that way. That's the flesh room.
What?
Yeah, I was creeped out by that, too.
We should have asked more questions about the flesh room.
No, we shouldn't have.
We need to clean out the flesh room.
Yes.
Can we firebomb the flesh room?
No, because what if there's important information in the flesh room?
We'll come back to... Oh,
we'll double back on the flesh room.
Oh, I don't really want to.
You don't have to. I'll go.
Did they bring her?
No, I mean, I'll go and help, but it's gross.
Are you worried they brought her into the flesh room?
Well, now that I know there's a flesh room, kind of. She has flesh.
I'll catch up. I go over to the flesh room
to
see.
You go with him to the flesh room.
We're splitting up already? God, this is a bad plan.
You did this.
You wanted to go to the flesh room, apparently.
I'm just saying, if there's a flesh room and we don't investigate the flesh room...
Then go with him.
Okay, I'm going. Come on, Deluca.
Remember last time they investigated, all they came back with was a piece of paper.
Yeah, well, we found out something from that.
What's in the flesh room, Reggie, as I give you help and guidance?
Oh, so Reggie's looking in the flesh
room? I'm juicing up Reggie because I have a -1 to investigation.
Okay. Roll your d4 for me.
It's his job. He wanted to investigate it. Little freak.
You got a 1 on the guidance.
Okay.
What did Reggie roll with his advantage?
With advantage, you get a 14 plus 1 for 15. All right.
What's in the flesh room, Reggie?
Let me check my book.
It's Reginator.
It's wet.
Regicles.
Are we getting good paper turning Foley?
The register. That was great.
That sounded nice.
What's
I like
in there,
that.
Reg?
Reg?
All right. You look inside.
A strong necrotic scent hangs in the air.
God, it's so bad.
Dense clouds of dust whirl in the darkness.
Why
ahead.
Can I see the dust?
The floor cracks and crunches with every footfall.
Don't like that.
A busted skull here, a wristbone there.
Lorenz would love this.
And you get the distinct impression the entire room is littered with long dead corpses.
Lorenz would love this.
We got a Grand Falloon situation coming up here.
Some areas of the floor look hollowed out. Deep trenches you instinctively sense you should avoid. A central dais ringed with 6 columns support an ornate onyx box, nearly 8 feet wide and twice as long, which glistens as if covered in moisture.
Oh, I don't like that ornate onyx box.
The room itself is quite dry, though.
Just
making
one damp box?
The air is dry, but the floor is wet.
What is this room?
And you look down, and you realize the entire room is made of flesh.
Oh!
Like wallpaper. It's hung up.
How is it dry?
Like Ed Gein's house.
Yeah, real Gein energy in the flesh room.
What?
All right.
I guess I'll try to take a gander down one of the things I wasn't supposed to get close to.
Okay.
What the hell is down there?
You look down into these, like, sunken impressions, and you can see there's, like, corpses long dead inside.
Okay, corpses.
Just corpses about down there.
Why was I supposed to avoid these?
They're yucky.
Yeah. So you're just like, I don't want to step on the corpse. I don't know about you.
You're stepping on flesh.
Ew, is that what this is? Oh, yuckaroo. Oh, right, this sucks.
I'm going to take a look at this box, and I go up to the box. I start inspecting it. Right. Reggie, you want to give me some help looking at this box?
Okay. You can see it almost, as you get closer, this like onyx, like it's a tomb. It's like a...
Okay, it's a tomb.
It's unopened, though.
I knock on it. Does it sound hollow?
Is it filled with mummy lords?
It does sound hollow.
I crack it open a little bit.
Okay. In a DC 15 constitution saving throw.
All right.
For the smell?
Hopefully it's a nat one.
Do you get a luck point?
No, we use those and we haven't long rested.
I still got both of mine.
I die.
You take 61 points of necrotic damage.
Jeez. I'm still up.
Reggie's like, oh no! Oh!
Do we hear Reggie scream?
I 100%. We're rushing in.
Do I at least get rewarded with what's inside?
You rush in, Tuluga. There is blood pouring from his nose and ear holes and eyes.
Reggie, what'd you do? It wasn't me. It was a scary onyx tomb.
Yeah, it's this tomb. Don't get close to it. Bleebs, stay away. I don't know what it does, but it hurts.
Oh, man.
What's in it?
You look inside. It's empty.
Empty?
They fucked us with the trap. It's a trap. We fell into a trap, DeLuca.
It's not a trap.
They put a curse on the thing.
There's no curse.
Look at you. What? You're bleeding. What? You look fucked.
All your holes are bleeding.
Shut up. Hold on. I want to see if there was anything religiously connected with this box. Some type of religion, or I guess arcana check.
Sure. Give me a religion or arcana.
Almost dead.
Shut up!
Reggie, you want to give me a hand here and open my eyelids?
Yeah, you're shutting them. They're all crusty with blood.
All right.
18. Okay. 18. There's writing in umbral all over this tomb.
So I understand it.
You do understand it.
Does it say don't open this tomb?
It says do not open box. Big bad curse inside.
Why didn't I check that before I opened the box?
I get it, man. It's a big scary box. I wanted to open it too, but I wasn't gonna.
Yeah, Theo and Glebnor, at this moment you do realize the floor you're standing on is skin.
Guys,
get out of here.
Why? Who wants this?
All right.
You apparently. So, it's your tomb. Tomb.
This was made before I was probably even alive.
Listen, we got to get a call over to Lorenz and the necromancers.
Right. Do you have one of his rocks?
No.
Dang.
Can everyone make another round of perception checks for me in this strange flesh chamber?
At one.
It's a fat 11.
16.
Okay. Tuluga, as you look around the room, you can notice now that on the floor, carved into the flesh on the ground, maybe like a few paces away from the tomb, looks to be like an arcane summoning ritual was done here. Whatever happened here, there's still traces of strange magic.
All right.
Semi-recent.
I have two theories. One, what was in this tomb is now in whatever that summoning circle did. And two, they fucking bamboozled us and knew we were going to do this.
How did they know we would open the big box?
God.
It's a big box.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I can't believe I didn't read the box before I opened it.
You want some of your slurps back, Daddy?
No.
Okay, so
I'm gonna take out my little ice cream sandwich that Sam made. I'm gonna start. Let's go to the fucking labyrinth. Oh.
All right. So as you pointed out, this circle. Everyone, make a perception check. You want to roll low.
Nat one.
Perfect.
26.
10.
Clevenor, as everyone else is talking, you're just gazing at the strange pattern on the ground. Make a DC 15 charisma saving throw.
Does he want to fail
this? I thought you said I wanted to roll low.
Whoever rolled the lowest was going to see the floor and be affected by it.
I'm affected. 10.
Okay. As Clevenor glides over to stare at it, shadows roil up around him, skin from the floor wraps around him, and he disappears.
Well,
And then standing in his place is this strange, shadowy version of Glebnor with strange, black, inky tendrils. Glebnor, make a perception check.
Instinctively,
that's a 7.
Okay. You are entombed in ice in a plane you do not know.
It's cold in here.
You're frozen stiff in a plane of ice. You two are now staring at a weird, shadowy Glebnor who is on your plane. What would you like to do?
Where is my Glebnor? Wait, hold on. I have eyes for this. I open my eyes.
You can see to the ethereal plane with the eyes, right?
Yes.
He is not in the ethereal
plane. Well, he's not there.
But as this strange, shadowy version of Glebnor looks at you,
I'm Glebnor, your son. It is me, Papa.
I look at him. I have no son.
Let us continue exploring.
I punch the shadow.
What, Father? No.
I got finally let out so much stress.
But Papa.
With a 22.
It is your son, Glebnor, who you love. Don't do this to me,
you
son.
You picked the wrong time.
That definitely hits. Roll your damage.
For 10 damage.
Papa. Papa, why have you struck me? It is me, your son, Glebnor.
Don't lie
to
me.
And not a shadow version of him.
Rohead, roll initiative, you two, against the shadow beast.
11.
16. Oh, 18.
Glebnor, you can also roll initiative. You'll be able to remake that saving throw at the end of each turn.
15.
Okay, sweet. All right, Theo, you'll be going first.
So are we killing this thing?
Just kill it.
All right.
What? Theo, you're my best friend. Don't do it.
Teach you to do something irresponsible.
Come on, my guys.
This is what gambling does to you.
It's me, Clepnor.
Learn your lesson.
Everybody's favorite character.
This gooey black creature.
The shotgun jams, and then I switch to the pistols.
Cut over to the bullywugs.
Oh, yeah. We cut over to the bullywugs.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
You can see there's two bullywugs that are about to take off. They're having like a foot race across the swamp.
I gotta win this one. He fucking hellish rebuked me yesterday. I'm gonna get him back. Expeditious retreat!
He starts running full speed across the water. Cut back to Theo in a flesh room pulling his pistols out.
I'm gonna kill the bullywugs. Yes, there.
I'm gonna kill my son.
Does a 21 hit?
21 does hit.
23 damage on the first.
Oh! Theo, my dude, what is this?
Aim for his zom.
Not my zom that I know so much about. Don't eat it.
Does a 12 hit?
12 doesn't hit. You don't want to do
you
it.
Know, actually, hold on. I like I this version a bit more.
I can
more.
See in your eyes, Theo. You're hesitating because you love me. I'm your friend. Who you love.
Toluga, just beat the shit out of him.
I really need this.
Clevenor, floating in a block of ice in the plane of the abyss. So cold. Get a perception check from you.
15?
This, like, shadowy creature lands on the block of ice and just starts licking at it, trying to get inside.
Hi.
I'm going to get a charisma saving throw.
13.
Yeah, it's just me. He hasn't come back. I mean, no one's coming back because it's me. I'm the guy. I'm your friend, Glebnor.
Toluga, your turn.
This will teach you, son, to touch things you're not supposed to and gamble like you're not supposed to.
What?
Oh, I'm going to bend you over my knee. I'm going to give you what for?
Whoa, come on, father.
It's a 14.
14 just hits.
for 7.
Ow, daddy, no!
Another 14.
Ow, you keep punching me, and I am your son!
For 14.
Ow, owie, 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 wowie!
Daddy. I'm gonna flurry as I bend him over.
Holy shit!
This will teach you. I'm gonna give you a spanking for your life.
Oh, daddy, no! Don't do it. I'm your son.
That's an 18.
Ow! Ow! Ow!
And I nat won the other one, so just the 18.
You don't want to hit my bottom, Papa.
That's another 14 damage.
Owie! 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 Cause so
you took 35 damage.
Jesus Christ!
But I'm your son, who you love.
Okay. Shut up.
Reggie's just like, fuck! He's just so grossed out. All right, how many times did you hit me?
3.
Okay. I am going to make 3 con checks.
He's currently bent over my knee getting spanked.
As you are spanking him, just screaming, and he's like, no, Papa! There's this like strange swirl of arcane magic, and Glebnor's over your knee as you wind up, and then at one, I think, is you realize it's regular Glebnor.
Oh!
What's happening?
Glebnor, Reggie, tell him what for. We gotta get out of this room.
Glebnor. Hey, bud.
Hey.
You went to a different place.
It was cold.
Interesting. And you were replaced by a version of you, maybe?
An imposter.
Oh,
there's a guy.
He sounded like this.
That's and not he how said, I sounded.
Owie Kazowie.
I would never say Owie Kazowie.
That's how we knew it wasn't you.
There was a guy in the cold place who was trying to tongue me down, but there was ice.
What?
Yeah, we got it.
I mean,
out
I don't
room.
Care. Let's go.
What?
As you leave,
I think he cares a little.
As you like leave the flesh room, you just hear, "Bye, father."
I'll teach you Shadow Son.
Shadow Son?
I'll come back to adopt you later.
Please don't. I refuse to do that fucking voice.
Owie!
Owie Kazowie!
Daddy!
Papa!
Yeah, that was one of the dumber encounters we've ever done. Okay, yeah. Nice and quick.
Real quickie.
What the hell? What the fuck is this place? I don't know.
Do we even want this place? That's what I need to know.
Honestly, Theo, that's a great question.
I think we gotta purge it and redo it with your visage in it.
It's just...
We gotta overwrite that chalice thing that they keep worshiping.
Can we get Daisy in here to firebomb this place?
Who worships a cup?
They're worshiping the black void that's oozing out.
So we gotta get a better cup that doesn't have a void.
No, we gotta kill that thing.
We gotta kill the cup?
No, what's in the cup?
How do you kill
a void? How do you kill a void?
I don't know. Vacuum?
Oh, okay.
Maybe Yarno could make one.
Should we avoid the void?
Do we know what vacuums are?
Do you have the sending stone to Yarno, right?
Yeah.
Okay, let me see.
Okay. I toss it.
Yarno, are you there? Over.
Over and out, big guy. What we doing?
Yarno, can you make a big vacuum that can suck up a void? Over.
No. What are
let
you
me see
sucking
that.
Over
Let me
there?
See that. Yarno?
Yeah?
Can you bring me the more useful person, Jurgt?
Whoa.
Who could actually make a vacuum?
So Jurgt is better. Okay, you know
what? Wait, can I talk to him real quick?
Fine.
Yarno.
Yep.
I think we need an anti-vacuum. Something that blows a bunch of stuff into a thing.
Ew.
Right?
No, just...
We gotta fill the void.
You two! Everyone shut up! I got things... We're working on stuff.
Yeah, that vacuum that you're gonna tell Jurgt who can actually build it about.
Okay, I am so sick of your attitude, Tallulah.
Oh, my attitude, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry! I can't make a vacuum! Can you make a vacuum? No, because you're calling me!
You know, no, I'm calling you to get a hold of someone who can actually make a vacuum.
I'll call my uncle.
You're a mega.
Thank you!
All right, we got a vacuum in the works. All right.
We need an anti-vacuum.
Well, then you talk to Yarno about making the anti-vacuum.
You fill voids.
Instead of a sucker, you need a blower?
Yeah, we need to blow this void.
I don't...
Yeah?
Glebnor, remember how we talked earlier about how phrasing...
I imagine when we're walking and talking as
yeah.
Yeah, you guys are just wandering through this very dark,
You know what? I'm going to do something because I don't want to almost die again. I'm going to cast Fine Traps.
Okay.
Can I cast Slurp on Dad?
Wait.
Hard no.
Wait a minute.
Hard what? No. Whatever that means, hard no.
I have slurps.
Instantaneous.
Oh. Okay. You could give your father a slurp.
Didn't you just say you want to cast?
Yeah. Like a fishing rod.
I thought you had a spell and you were just renaming it slurp.
I cast slurp on father.
Okay, can you refine
actually,
traps?
That might not be worth it, because you don't know the location of the trap.
You just know that
it's there. Okay. And that might be more ominous.
Yeah.
I'll let you do it for free.
It's going to go off like a fire alarm.
All right, yeah, okay.
You cast slurp
traps. So it's in 120 feet. It's got to be within line of sight. And for the purpose of this spell, includes anything that would inflict a sudden or unexpected effect I consider harmful or undesirable.
Okay, you've made your way back to the T intersection.
I would like to quickly use my masquerade tattoo to look identical to Dredna.
Okay, awesome. You quickly.
Oh, she's right there again, Theo. Shoot her. She's back from the dead.
He's had it with my shit.
Kill her.
There's been enough killing Glebnor today.
It's me, Daddy.
Who?
Your precious baby boy, Glebnor.
I wouldn't use those words together.
I would.
I'm moving on.
Okay. You walk past the T intersection down the secondary hallway, the only other way to go, and your find traps spell immediately pings that there is a trap behind the door you have to go through at the end of the chamber.
Over that way somewhere. I don't know where, but it's there.
Yeah, you guys look and you're staring down this like.
Do we get like a warmer, colder
stone.
Thing going
nope.
here?
I just know it's general direction and that there is one.
While they're all in front of me, I'm going to open the bag. Hey, Cobbler, I think you're going to need your pad of paper because they're going to need some counseling after this. Okay. That's what I'm saying. All right, I'll see you in a little bit.
What okay. was that, Theo?
I was just making sure Cobbler had the tacos in a
oh,
certain
that's
area.
Good. Yeah,
did
yeah.
you take that 10 gold off the balance sheet?
You don't
want to
mix in with the other stuff.
Oh, I got to take the 10 gold off the balance sheet. Hold on.
All right. So, yeah, you're literally looking down a like stone crumbling, decrepit hallway, and there's literally just one door. And you know there's clearly a trap behind that door.
There's a trap behind that door. I don't know what it does or where it is, but
the door
it's behind
the trap.
The door.
Oh, good question. Would those bastards make a door that is a trap?
Oh, that's stupid.
I shoot the door.
Okay. Yeah, make an attack roll.
It's a mimic.
21.
Yeah, you shoot the door. And you leave a hole in it. It's a wooden door.
It's not the door.
All right.
And give me a perception check now that you've shot the door.
25.
Yeah, you put your like eye to the door and you can see through it. It's just black shadow.
Is it magical blackness?
It's actually not magical darkness. This is like tangible void. You know, it doesn't really make sense as a combination of words, but we're playing D&D, so I get to just say stuff and it is real.
Oh my god, there's a tangible void.
Teluga.
What?
I think I found the void.
Really?
Should we avoid the void?
No, just kill it.
Do we have enough stuff to jam in the void?
I don't know. Why don't you try?
Why don't you... No.
Can I big flat onto the void?
No.
He said the words.
I don't want to make more problems for you, Reggie, but I have to say this. Why don't you try to enter the void?
Yeah, we got a hole now. Get in there, bud. You can, unfortunately, get to that size. So, you guys watch as Glebnor goes through, you know, a hole the size of a bullet. He pushes his entire body through it. Once again, like, you have a lot of bullshit inside your body. So it does plug up at the bottom.
Good, I don't want to get fully sucked
like
off.
Like the cat.
So you guys are now looking at a wooden door with like a bunch of knickknacks and bullshit.
And a
potions,
cat.
Map scrolls, and a little kitten are kind of on your side of the door.
I take the cat out.
No, leave my cat. Not Mixie.
I'm going to hold open the bag of holding. Glebnor, just let it go. It'll drop in the bag. You get it after.
But what if
I just let
I get
just
sucked off by the void?
I'm just grabbing it. I'm grabbing it. I'm grabbing the cat.
I love you guys in a dungeon where you're all like, okay, we're going to do a thing and then it's fine. Everyone's just like nervous and panicked.
All right.
It.
I'm going to trust my god.
Okay.
And dump right. my contents.
I grab the cat before it goes in the bag of holding.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay. You're now holding a kitten. All your nonsense is inside the bag of holding.
Can I slip a knife under the door?
Yeah, what do you want to do with a knife?
Just in case he needs...
I would actually say, like, the door, it hits the floor of the
You couldn't use the shotgun here to blow this hole?
No, wasting a shotgun bullet. It's broke.
All right. You are now inside this room, Glebnor.
Oh, yeah.
You know what you see.
Mending on the shotgun, because I have mending.
Good call.
Right. And I believe that's my last mending, because I haven't slept.
Okay, perfect. All right. As you are now in this secondary chamber, instead of another chamber, you find inky black void, and your face is reflected in it.
Ooh, what a handsome void.
It is a mass of impenetrable darkness swirling in shades of onyx, shadow, and pitch.
This is just three words for black.
Yeah, it is. I love how this book was even like, black thing, black thing, black thing. Just like putting all different words for it. The moment you make eye contact with yourself, you see your reflection start to shift.
Huh?
Need you make a wisdom
save. Is that my shadow son?
Wisdom.
I feel like you and me are trying to, like, we got our heads together and we're both trying to just keep looking through the hole to see what's happening.
What is going in?
Hold on.
Just shoot another hole.
Oh, okay. Shoot another hole.
Am I in the way of this?
Do you want me to roll?
Yeah, roll to see what you hit, what your to hit is. What was your
21.
Wisdom?
21.
Yeah, you shoot another hole, and I'll say with a 21, you avoid Glebnor somehow.
All right. Now we both got a hole to look.
Perfect, thank you.
You both put your faces up against this wooden door and stare through these holes. You can now see Glebnor is standing in front of that inky black mass. What was your wisdom saving throw there, bud?
5.
Okay.
My shadow son returns.
You watch in horror as your reflection morphs into a manifestation of your greatest fear.
Minxie dying?
That's your greatest
fear? That's your greatest fear. All right. Toluga sees this.
Glebnor.
Wait.
What do you see? What do you think Glebnor's greatest fear is?
Zolving daddy.
Oh, gnarly. Okay, you see this strange alternate future. Toluga lies on the ground, bloodied and battered, as you sluice over his corpse and begin dissolving him.
Do I see what he's seeing?
Only he's seeing it.
Okay.
But Glebnor, you're going to take 22 psychic damage.
Ah!
You guys all hear Glebnor scream out in pain.
Should we go in?
I guess, sure.
All right, Reggie, you go first.
I'm not going. Nope.
Your responsibility.
Your responsibility's in there.
Okay.
Wasn't it so easy, Reggie?
I never said it was easy.
Reggie grabs the door, swings it open. I need you both now to make wisdom saving throws along with Reggie. DC 17.
14.
18.
Okay.
He's so mad he can't.
You know that this is some kind of strange magic trying to manifest.
This is some magic, guys.
Fear in you. But you're not afraid.
I fear nothing.
You were just looking at your reflection in the black.
God, I'm handsome.
What is your greatest fear, you think, over there, Theo?
Being an avatar of Krizik.
Oh, shit. Yeah, you see in your reflection, I think the thing that you notice immediately is you seem almost normal, but your legs are goat-like and cloven with a hoof. You're still wearing your jacket, but you can see that it seems like Krizik is almost superimposed over your face. You also take 22 points of psychic damage.
What's going on, guys?
My brain! I solved daddy!
No, you don't.
I think I just start to, like, just unload the gun into that void where that projection is.
Awesome. And you can see Reggie also failed, unfortunately, as he stares into the void. He sees himself as this dangerous machine with these saw blades coming out of his body as he cuts down all of his friends in this robotic rage.
I will never do that!
What are you guys seeing?
It's so spooky, Toluga. You don't want to see it.
I fear
Can you make your attack rolls for me?
It's a nat 20 for a 31.
He shoots the void. Does it take damage?
I think what happens is, like, you in this panic mode, you draw your pistols, aim at this avatar of Krizik, and with a perfect nat 20, you shoot through the void and hit a circular black ball at the back of the room that was projecting this shadow. The ball cracks and explodes. None of you guys got close enough to this thing to take any damage. Shadows in the room fall, and you are all safe.
again.
Well, what do you guys see?
No more voids.
I just saw my reflection.
Good fucking shot, Theo. My man.
Yeah, I saw nothing.
Oh, well, you're lucky. It was horrible. It showed me this terrible vision of me killing everyone.
You couldn't do that.
Thank you, I know.
It showed me solving Daddy.
You couldn't do that.
I would never.
Let's go forward.
Okay, what did it show you?
I don't want to talk about it.
You want to talk to Cobbler about it?
Yeah. I'm setting up an appointment.
Yep.
Yeah.
Cobbler, we'll pencil you in for a session.
I'm going to open the bag.
Cobbler, pencil me in for a session after their family session. Morning.
See, it's so easy to understand him.
I'm just guessing.
Nailed it. All right, let's get some perception checks.
I want to scoop up some of the shattered crystals.
Sure.
From the shadow ball.
Yeah, take a little dustpan out.
Dust it and put it in a little pocket. Awesome. Save it for later.
Sick.
19.
23.
For perception.
Yeah.
21.
Okay. Guys got above a 20. You notice that now the chamber is empty. It is just a, like, you know, it's this crumbling mausoleum. It's a big empty stone chamber. There is one hallway in the back of the room that leads left out of here. I think with those really high perception checks, you can see Jeremy had, like, been leaning and looking into the room and was like, oh! You hear him.
What the fuck is that guy?
You hear Jeremy running down the hallway.
That's Jeremy.
Why didn't he help?
No. I'm going to assume Dredna didn't like how I was running things and told him to not listen.
And it's, you know, we just got a purge.
Yeah.
Does it spark joy?
Does what spark joy? Killing these cultists?
Yes.
Little bit.
I mean, yeah, I'm having a good time. I mean, minus, you know, the horrible shadows in the flesh room.
What shadow? You mean my shadow son?
What?
Ex-nay on the Adoshe Unsay.
What the hell language are you speaking?
It is ancient language from my time.
Write it down next half so I can understand it.
Don't worry about it. Let's get Jeremy. Get back here, Jeremy, you little shit!
You see, Reggie actually runs ahead of the group and is like, I'm coming for you! He, like, runs right, a corner. Right.
Oh, he's gonna die.
Jeremy or Reggie?
Yes.
Reggie.
All right, sorry. Before I forget, I gotta put in that Reggie did unfortunately take a real heaping chunk of damage there. Okay. You guys following Reggie over around this room here?
Yeah.
Is there any other way to go?
Not really. It seems like you're basically kind of like on a set of halls that kind of are all connecting. But you look around the corner, you can see Reggie is fully chasing Jeremy. Jeremy's like, I'm sorry. He's running. His robes are kind
How
of
far
like
away is
bundling
command
up.
Him, Theo.
I'll say he's about, let's call him like 40 feet away at this point.
Toluga's sick of this shit.
Command him, Daddy.
Toluga's gonna scorching ray.
I'm sorry,
I just hold up my fingers.
We're still preparing everything.
Buddy Christ pose.
No.
Scorching ray.
Reggie sees you're about to cast, and he's like, "You're fucked." He ducks down, so the balls of fire zip over his head. Roll your attack rolls for me.
That's a 20, 21. And then that one for an 11.
Okay. Roll the damage on the two that hit.
It's 8 and 7, so 15 total.
As Jeremy's running,
I'm sorry, my lord. The chamber isn't ready yet for your
You see two fireballs. One hits him in the back of the head, and as he's spinning in the air from the momentum of it, a second one hits him directly in the ass as he engulfs into flames, falls on the ground, dead.
That was a good shot.
Yeah, I'm sick of this shit. Let's go.
Good news for Carl.
You see, Reggie walks over to Jeremy's body.
Jeremy, you whack buster, you're done. You are done, dude.
I even held it like a kill shot.
We smoked your ass, stupid cult ass.
Nice, Toluga.
Thanks, Reggie.
I think we gotta stop kind of treating this as if we're gonna, like, solve all the problems in here. I say we go full crazy mode. Let's wipe these idiots out.
I've been there. What are you talking about?
Nah, I'm just saying I'm getting on your wavelength, my guy.
All right, so Daddy's in kill mode, and my babysitter's in kill mode.
Gobbler, you're going to have to sign Reggie up for one, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry.
All right. Yeah, you're standing now by, like, the steaming pile that was once Carl. Or Jeremy, sorry.
Carl's number one.
Wherever Carl is, he doesn't know, but he's been upgraded.
All right.
From worst to first.
Let's get around. Let's get some more perception or survival checks this time around.
13.
Do either get me anything different?
I guess, yeah. Would they get you?
I think perception will be what you hear and see down here. Survival will be how well you navigate the tunnels. Because you notice now that you chase this idiot cultist. There are now branching pathways heading down. And I'll say you will definitely notice these chambers do seem to be sloped downward. You can tell you're definitely going deeper and deeper underground as you traverse this mausoleum.
25 survival.
Tight.
13 perception.
Same.
Okay.
Like father, like son.
Cool.
Okay, so I think the thing that you notice with those survival checks is like how old this structure is and how unsound it feels. The entire temple is falling apart and like legit could collapse at any moment. So this is going to be a rule going forward as you guys have gotten deeper into these strange chambers. Anytime a creature deals damage to or is pushed against a wall or pillar in this space, if you fail an attack by more than 5, you will hit the ground or the wall, and you'll have to roll on the crumble table.
The crumble table?
It's a pretty fun table.
Oh, love that.
Theo, love me a crumble table.
Can I have my stuff back?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Daddy? Can I have Minxie?
Huh?
Minxie, please?
Oh, here.
Pop the head up.
Wait, I'm sorry. I thought you said pop the head off for a second. I was like, Minxie, oh. No!
I would never.
Terrible. Okay, so yeah, with those survival checks, I think you're definitely realizing, like, you guys have been coming in hot, and Reggie's, like, getting a little, like, animated, but, like, I think you're realizing, Theo, you might as well be a little careful down here. This place does not look structurally sound.
Yeah, I'll let them know about the, the crumble table, essentially.
There's a crumble table?
Well, I don't say crumble table. I just let you know about how much it's fallen.
Crumbleina? It's like you'd have to look at a crumble table to know what would happen
exactly.
If we missed.
Exactly. If we hit anything, it's like rolling on a crumble table.
Is there enough?
1 to 20 crumbles. I don't know.
It's a lot of crumbles. Is there enough bones to make buttresses?
What? Maybe after we've explored and found the child, we could consider.
Oh, yeah, after we could be crushed to death. Great.
I'm just saying we can do some,
structural work.
Yes. If it's going to be our temple, it would be nice if it didn't collapse on us.
Or we collapse it and then build over it.
Oh, good call, good call.
Yeah, because I don't want a flesh room. That's just...
What are you talking about?
Yeah, they redecorate
the flesh. Just get, Lorenz in there. He'll fix it right up.
That's actually true. We can just have him get all the skeletons
and the flesh. Just
get
it
fixing
all
everything.
Out of there.
Yep, okay. We got free labor. All right.
Mm-hmm. He wants
those
bodies.
Too bad it's only a skeleton crew.
I don't laugh.
I audibly say, I don't laugh to Reggie. I don't laugh.
Okay.
Like at all?
No, just now.
Oh, okay.
Something, an urge came over me to not laugh.
All right. Can I have you guys roll another perception check? This is to hear things.
It rolled off a nat 20 to a 2, so 10.
Okay. 22.
22.
Father and son duo here. As you're like, you're hearing about the crumble table, you're kind of talking about like what your plans will be. You both hear shambling undead sounds. And I think what happens to you, Theo, is the tail end of your detect evil and good spell. Your undead coming up the hallway toward your position.
Oh, this is no good.
What?
Undead coming right for us.
Is that the light shambling I hear?
There's light shambling?
Oh yeah, that's light shambling.
Yeah.
Somebody roll a d6 for me.
3.
Okay. Glebnor, you look down the hall and you can now just make it out as 3 zombies are shuffling down the crumbling hallway towards you. You can see at the back of them, Carl.
You're going to ruin the ceremony! Get them, my zombies!
Just kill that
guy. Good news, Carl!
What?
You're number one now! Oh, you're the dark voice!
This dark voice says, fuck you guys! You're gonna ruin the event!
What event?
Who the fuck do you think
you are?
We
didn't even get an RSVP, save the date, nothing!
I am the dark voice now! My voice rings true! Go, my zombies! We're gonna slow them down! We must finish the dark ritual!
Can I magic missile Carl?
Yes.
How far is Carl from us?
Carl's about 90 feet away.
Damn, I was gonna ask Thorn with him.
12 damage? 12 missile damage.
Would you describe me how you kill Carl with your new spell?
I pull out my trusty cannoli shell, and I jam it into my face area with no mouth. And then just... three slime balls blow through the back of Carl's skull like a magnum.
So Carl's like, I am the dark voice. Everyone has to listen to Carl now. And as he opens his mouth, just beads of goo shred his mouth in there. As he falls on the ground dead.
God.
The zombies are like, they start moving their way down the hallway.
I'm your god now, man, zombies.
You guys should unionize.
Can we roll some initiative, please?
We can't roll union persuasion?
No.
19.
8.
19.
Correct. After you, my liege.
Roll for Reggie here.
Reggie's we'll see how much health they have.
They're fucking zombies.
Reggie's like, Carl, you dumb bitch, you're so dead. Holy shit, you died lame. Oh my god. Oh man. Oh, jeez. We're not even gonna bury you, Carl, you dumbass. Stupid zombies. What, do you have three of them? What was that gonna do? You see, like, Reggie's, like, really feeling himself for some reason down here.
We're gonna let Lorenz abuse your corpse.
What? Oh my god. Yeah, what he said.
Reggie.
Whoa. Sorry. Oh, I forgot. I mean, we're going to respect the dead because that's what we do, right, Gladnor? My nephew or something? I'm not really sure of our relationship now. It's getting confusing. All right. Top of the round, Gladnor and Theo. There's a pack of zombies. What's I call them? 90 feet away from you. Actually, I guess it'd be 80 because Carl was standing behind them.
No problem.
Which of you guys would like to go first?
After you.
All right. Sharpshooter shot.
Okay.
Are they in a line?
Fuck, I did describe this skinny hallway. Yeah, they're in a fucking line.
We're doing like a little need to go.
They're doing like a little conga line down the hallway, these zombies.
Every once in a while, like, kicks
out. Doing the Thriller.
Piercing shot. With sharpshooter.
Careful, it might go into the wall.
That's a... we're rolling risk on the crumble table at some point.
Might as well get it out of the way.
Does a 22 hit?
22 definitely hits a zombie.
25 damage on the first hit.
Okay, so the first zombie, you blow his head clean off.
Okay, and then I have to roll with disadvantage for the next shot.
Cool. Let me check. I know zombies have like a weird... thing here.
Nat one. What is the bullywug up to?
Wait, the gun doesn't jam. That was the bullet going through, wasn't it?
Oh, right. The gun doesn't jam. It just doesn't.
The bullet jams.
It just, like, the blew bullet the head just off stopped. And stopped.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God. I can't jam this gun again.
And then I have to make a con save for these zombies, which is 5 plus the damage taken. You did 25, so you have to make a con save of 30.
Which is not even possible for a zombie,
probably.
You got a
hot 13. That's a fully dead first zombie. I will say with the nat 1, though, for funsies, as the bullet goes through his head, it ricochets off the wall of the hall.
Right. To the crumble table we go.
We gotta hit the crumble table. Oh, Come on, boys. We're doing a dungeon crawl. We gotta hit some crumble. Roll a d4, if you wouldn't mind.
A d4?
This segment of the podcast brought to you by Crumble Cookies. Just kidding.
We're aching for sponsorships. Please.
Uno.
Uno.
You explode.
The whole fucking temple comes down. That's the worst thing you can roll.
The boulder comes down. We got a temple attack.
The floor gives way, opening a 20-foot long, 10-foot wide, 40-foot deep chasm beneath the creature that caused the damage to the structure. All creatures within 5 feet of this chasm must succeed on a DC 15 dexterity saving throw or fall in.
It happens on me.
Happens on you, but I think because you're literally all standing in a little group here at the end of the hall.
17.
DC 15 dex save from all of you guys.
Do I make the save?
Yes, as well.
Yep. I beat it with a 17.
I got a 9.
Okay.
But I got slow fall, so I'm just leaning back.
I got a 12.
Okay.
What, a 21? Can I grab him?
I'll let you grab one of them.
Theo.
Okay. So
you see my eyes narrow.
You have slow fall.
Glebnor grabs around your waist with a pseudopod. Right as, like, you're about to tumble. You see, like, as the bullet hit the wall, there was, like, a shift in the hallway.
But I think because of the way that this distance was, I'm also going to roll for the zombies because they're also in this hallway shuffling towards you. So let me make three deck saves for zombies.
You have two.
Two. Oh, yeah, you killed one.
Doesn't mean Tuluga won't remember.
And Tuluga, as you're slow falling into a pit, you see two zombies are tumbling after you in the air. They're falling by you. If you want to make an opportunity attack on one of them in the air,
yeah.
You could.
Just mad disrespectful because the fall's gonna kill them.
Probably.
Yeah, I'll beat them up.
Actually, yeah, this will stop them being revived. Add damage.
20 hit a zombie.
20 hits a zombie.
I want to punch him in the nuts for 9 damage. His zombie nuts.
They go flying against the wall.
Yeah, I was going to say, they definitely come off. how much damage is that again? Sorry.
9.
9. Okay. And then could someone roll 4d6 for me?
14?
14. Okay. So, the one that just lost his balls hits the bottom of the pit and just explodes into parts. 14. So he has to make a DC 19 con save to pop back with one. It's an 11. So it's just a pile of dude at the bottom of the pit right now.
Nice.
And the other zombie lands on his dead buddy. He's still up, but he's now looking up as Tuluga is slowly gliding toward him. As he looks up at him.
Come on.
All right, Glebnor, that'll be your turn. Hold on. If you have anything, you have more shit probably, right?
Yeah, I have two more shots.
Oh God, go nuts!
How far are they at this point?
The one remaining zombie is 40 foot down in the pit. You look over the edge, and you can see, gently falling. Tuluga is making his way toward the undead zombie down there.
Does a 14 hit?
14 does hit the zombie
for 22 damage.
Yeah. You just put a bullet in that one's head.
And, hell yeah.
Yeah.
That was Executioner's Hand. I got my shot back.
Sick. Do a quick trick shot. And as this zombie was getting up and opening its mouth with its claws outstretched to grab Tuluga out of the air, a bullet goes through his head and he just crumples on the ground.
Oh, I had him right where I got him.
but yeah, you guys are now staring down into this crumpled pit. And you can just see Tuluga's down at the bottom now, about 40 feet down.
Tuluga, is anything good down there?
I don't know. Is anything good down there?
Make a perception check for me.
15?
15. You've definitely, part of the temple is clearly, broken away. It seems like you almost maybe kind of found a shortcut here. You're down at the bottom of the pit, and you can see that even though it's tight, there is a, little cramped tunnel that you could maybe probably climb through or crawl through if you wanted to keep going in this direction. It's up to you guys. You can go into the pit and sort of dig through into this loose earth and try to make your way deeper down that way. You can try to get Tuluga back up and then you could kind of try to get around this giant hole you've created in the
There's
structure.
A way in the hole. We can go.
The hole down there?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm down for a hole if you guys are. I don't know. We can't.
So I can drop my rope.
We could pincer maneuver and I can go this way.
Question. Where Carl and all the zombies were coming from.
Yes.
Am I on the opposite side of where they were?
Yeah. Okay. So you and Glebnor are basically looking at a 40 foot long stretch of trench now. The entire hallway you're walking down is now just collapsed in on itself and it's created a huge hole in the hallway. You see down, obviously down there, Tuluga's waiting for you guys. You could try to get across this chasm you created, or you could try to climb down to Tuluga, or try to pull him up.
Can Glebnor throw me 40 feet?
I need a pretty beefy athletics check. That's pretty far. I'm going to call it a DC 20.
I mean, you have seen Tuluga get launched by
him.
So.
What if he puts his wings out for gliding?
No,
not actually using
get
them.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I love it. I love it. I saw it in your little eyes. You were maybe we could do a thing. No, get out the fuck out of here. You want to use your wings, you got to use them, all right? There's not a gliding mechanic.
I don't have them because I need to.
That's what I'm saying.
I need a long rest.
Good.
But if he just lazily throws them out after he gets thrown.
No, not how they work. I pop out once a day. That's all you get. So yeah, well, if you want to make a DC 20 athletics check, you could go into a rage, give yourself advantage on it, and you could huck Theo.
26 without advantage.
Okay.
See if you get the nat 20.
You know what? Yeah, let's fucking really stick the landing. Now we'll stick with the 26.
So yeah, you're like looking across the pit, like, I wonder if, and before you can even like finish this sentence, Glemnor hucks you across. Make a, we'll call it like a deck save to, like, for the Ewok landing.
Wow! Yeah.
12.
Yeah, you land on the other side of the pit, like, crumple on the ground, kind of roll a little bit.
Yamchud.
Yeah, you're pretty Yamchud. I think you're going to take like...
Just, you
like,
got to warn a guy, Glemnor.
We're going to give you 3 points of bludgeoning damage.
That's fair.
Yeah, you got hucked 40 feet across a pit.
All right.
Glemnor, you go down with Tuluga. Chuck Reggie over here.
Wait, I'm getting chucked now?
Yep.
Another 26.
See if you get the nat 20, the perfect spiral.
Hit him right in the numbers. Another 26.
So yeah, Tuluga, you're looking up. At first, you see Theo fly across the pit, and then you see Reggie do it as well, both screaming.
What? What?
Yeah, Reggie's like, oh God, that was so scary.
Yeah.
How does Tuluga do this every day?
I don't know. He really likes to fly through the air, though.
Being a father is one thing, but getting chucked across pits is a whole different one.
All right, Glemnor, you go down and you follow with Tuluga. We'll do a pincer attack.
Pincer, go!
Wait, who are the team captains that chose these?
Glemnor, can I get... We'll call this like an acrobatics check to sluice on down.
Nat 20!
Yeah,
like, I come down like one of those sticky geckos you throw against a window.
And you finally
end
land
over end
next to Tuluga in front of this like dark tunnel hole. In the
Hi, Daddy!
Ground.
Hi.
Let's get in this hole.
You first.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, you pull yourself into this like, it's not like a very big hole. It's probably just big enough to fit Tuluga. It's like a cramped...
So
I'm
mad long.
You're so long.
Glemnor, form of auger.
Form of long egg.
Wait, can I long auger this? Can I like twist around and loosen the debris so maybe Daddy can walk in?
We'll call this like an athletics check. We'll call this like a DC 18.
22.
Auger mode activate.
Yeah, auger to my list.
Got his daggers out and just
yeah,
yeah. You sort of like drill through this like collapsed like dirt tunnel to make it wider. Tuluga, make an inside check, I suppose.
Did you write down form of auger just so you?
It's a nat one.
I have a list going.
It's like you want to give Glemnor
I
credit.
I feel you did
because that was like pretty useful. God, he's being bad today. So like you were,
love me!
You were kind of like army crawling behind him, but now you can just kind of stand up and walk through the dirt tunnel.
God damn it. Shadow Glemnor would have been a better son.
I'm helping.
All right. Okay, so I think Theo, give me a perception check as you kind of keep going down these stone hallways.
13.
13.
You slip, and it's now the penguin race from Mario 64.
Go off the edge and
no, there isn't. It's not like rewriting everything back here. All right, as you move deeper and deeper into this crumbling mausoleum, you finally come upon what seems to be the end of the line. And you can see that like other hallways seem to have led to this point. It is this large iron wrought door in front of you. Give me an investigation check. And you can get advantage because Reggie's going to help.
Didn't need the advantage. I got a nat 20 for a 21.
Okay.
This guy knows his doors.
You really do. I think you check this door out and you can tell that it is locked. And I think what you innately notice is like the lock seems like unweathered by time, even though the rest of this structure isn't. This lock is being like... I'll say basically there is something inside the room beyond it that is magically enforcing this lock. And I think you would, with a nat 20, you're sensing that like there is something in that room that is wants to keep whatever is inside this room hidden. And it is making the difficulty check to open that door much higher. I'll let you know the nat 20, there's a DC 30 on this lock. for a sleight of hand.
You're going to need somebody with a wicked high sleight of hand.
Why don't we just break the lock?
Works, we're in the pit.
You could also try to break the lock. It's going to be, again, there's something on the other side of that door that is making the lock on this much more challenging to break.
Do I know what it would take to break the lock?
I think you'd have to do like 30 points in a round to break it. 30 points of damage.
Oh, no.
Possible.
Likely.
In one shot or within my three shots?
Careful what you choose.
I did just say round. So I will say in your attack action.
Okay.
He's going to have to really fuck up to not do that.
It's possible.
Might have to roll on the crumble table.
I will say this lock, because it's so strong, will give it an AC 20. But he might need the sharpshooter to break it. So I think we're going to
piercer it.
Yeah.
And shoot whatever's on the other side.
Just some poor schmuck holding the fucking lock up.
Just holding it back.
His whole job.
They'll never get past this.
Well, base damage for three attacks without rolling any dice is 17 if I hit all three. So I would have to do 13 damage with rolling the dice, which would be 5d8.
I would just like to point out that Reggie still has his grenade.
Reggie takes a grenade out.
I mean, we could use it now.
But we might need it.
Also, this place is so, so crumbly. I don't know.
Setting off a grenade in a crumbling temple?
I don't know if this is the place or the time.
You're not trying to see what else is on the crumble table, huh?
I do like a crumble. I mean, I was just picturing eventually I would get the huck at the Krizik's asshole or something, you know, really get them.
Oh, so you're when everyone else is fighting them head on, you're going to get behind and just huck right in the asshole?
That was the plan I've been formulating, yes.
Oh, okay. Actually, you know what? Keep it for that reason, because I want to see that actually happen.
Hell yeah, brother.
He puts it back in his pouch.
I'm going to try shooting it.
Go for it.
Because do I see Glebnor?
I mean, you know he's behind you. They're ostensibly underneath you somewhere.
You just hear grumbling underneath.
Yeah, I think with like your base perception,
like auguring noises,
you can hear the sound of like tunneling and shit, and very faintly a mumbling fish.
Ragging a friggin' air.
Rasa fressin' friggin'
air. Would you say the DC was to hit it?
It's an AC 20.
Okay. On the first shot, 20.
Okay.
Second shot, 20.
Okay.
Third shot, 20.
You take your guns out and just start unloading on this lock. Who needs thieves' tools and you got guns?
22 on just the dice, but plus 17, so 39 damage.
You can see Reggie's like, hell yeah! As you're just blowing away at this lock. The bullets are like ricocheting off the lock at certain points, but you can see you're clearly damaging it. And eventually, as the dust finally settles, the lock falls off the door, crumpled at your feet.
That's my version of thieves' tools.
That was rad as hell, my dude!
Such a ruckus, though.
Yeah. It was two pumps of a shotgun and then just executioner's hand.
Oh, the shotgun? That's way funnier. Yeah. Blowing a shotgun into a door. You know, I don't know why I thought you guys would treat a dungeon crawl any differently than I could handle any problem. Which is like, we could shoot a way out of this if we wanted to. All right.
That's my whole thing.
You made the gun so good.
So, Glebnor, give me a survival check.
13.
Okay. You're tunneling, and finally your like gooey auger head hits steel.
Ah!
And you can faintly hear, with everyone's passive perception, lots of gunshots going on above you.
Huh.
So you
gotta be Theo, right?
It's only one person.
Yeah, unless they're giving... Oh, yeah, I wouldn't have forgotten. Fridge is not with you guys. but yeah, the sound's coming from directly above you. And the above you, it is still that kind of like soot and dirt.
Daddy, stand directly under me. I'm gonna dig up.
I just start manually digging. Like, what do you mean? Just I'm
I don't
already
want my
here.
Dirt to fall on you.
Yeah, whatever.
Can I get an athletics check from Glebnor and also from Zaluga?
19.
Okay.
17.
Okay, so Glebnor, you drill directly up, moving slightly slower than you. Taluga's using his hands as he digs up as well. Can I get some acrobatics checks as you guys climb up this tunnel you've created going vertical?
27.
23.
Oh, yeah. So you guys are easily able to navigate this, like, you know, shaft you're creating underneath whatever this room is. As you open the door, Theo, as it kind of like creaks open on its hinges,
door hits one of our heads.
You look into this room. You find yourself in the Chamber of Shadows End.
Huh?
A bright, staggering light emanates from an orb on a central pillar in this heptagonal space.
Orbs!
Why does this room have so many sides?
Seven narrow columns around the orb create dense shadows on the wall beyond them. As you take a step toward the light, you feel slightly lethargic, as if your own shadows are being pulled away from you.
Towards the orb or away?
Away. So basically, you're in this round room where there are these pillars. And this light coming from this orb is so bright that it's casting shadows on the wall behind the pillars. And it seems like as you go to step forward, your shadow itself seems to be pulling you back.
Question. How far is the orb from me?
Great question.
Let me check the book.
Other question. Have I burrow surfaced and have seen Theo?
Yeah, you're basically like right in front of Theo.
Third question.
Hey, Theo.
Why is my own shadow against me?
Because it's the real sun.
No.
Okay, I'm going to explain the mechanics of this room now. This orb sends light in all directions. If you stare at the orb for longer than a round, you will take radiant damage.
Okay.
And every 5 feet you move toward the orb, your movement is halved. And I will say, you guys can all make, let's call these insight checks.
12.
19.
16.
It seems that as you try to move toward this orb, your own shadows are the things that are pulling you back from it. The shadows in this room are working against you. And because there's no light behind you, your shadow is solid and is pulling you. Every time you try to step toward this orb in the center, you feel like you're being pulled back by your own shadow.
Question?
Yes.
The pillars that are there,
mm-hmm.
do they cast a shadow in that, like, a small line?
Yeah, so go ahead. Give me, let's call this like a quick acrobatics check from Theo.
Other question.
Yeah.
We can't go to the orb, but can the orb come to us?
I hadn't considered that.
Third question. What if we create a light source behind us to counteract the shadows?
No roll required. Glebnor, you have deduced the mechanics of this room.
Yes.
The shadow, your own shadow is the problem. And Theo, what'd you get for your acrobatics check?
22.
So you like dive behind the pillar and you can feel that the shadow here is almost protecting you from this orb's light. You can't really get any closer to the orb once you get out from behind the pillar. But I think it does reinforce the fact that it is your own shadow is the real problem that is pulling you away from the orb. But Glebnor, you realize if the shadows are the problem, let's get rid of our shadows.
Reggie!
Yeah?
Do you have a light spell?
Yeah, let me check through my little Rolodex here. Okay, we got the mending. We got the little
bit. I had this fun idea, but all right.
That's another reason for him to hate me.
Fucking take all the spotlight.
Reggie does have the Dancing Lights cantrip.
Send it behind us!
So he swirls his hands together and creates these four orbs of light. They flicker like little torches almost, and they float behind each of you. As they encircle all of this team here, your shadows are dispersed, and the light coming from this Dancing Lights spell is enough to break this strange enchantment.
But I still want to know what Daddy's idea was.
What was your plan, Taluga, in case that didn't work?
I was going to grab my bag like so,
and
I was going to thorn whip the orb into... I have a normal just bag.
Do you?
Yeah. I have this backpack.
I thought you put everything in your pockets.
No, I have a backpack, guys.
You never saw his satchel before?
No.
It's pretty sweet.
I was going to thorn whip the orb into here because I want it.
Do it for funsies. Let's give it a whirl.
All right.
Yeah.
You whip around the orb. You can hear a like sizzling sound on the tentacle as you wrap
around the orb.
Don't worry,
buddy. It's worth it.
You yank it. Give me a, we'll call this like a sleight of hand check.
14?
Yeah, fuck it. The orb is flying towards you. Eventually, your strange little gun like releases it, and you wrap a backpack around it right as it gets to you. There is light spilling out of the seams in your bag, but you now have this like strange glowy orb.
Cool. I got to figure out what I'm going to do with this later.
I don't want that to happen. I realized I don't want you to have the orb anymore. I've just made, I think I've made a huge mistake.
Hey, Reggie has identify. He can figure it out for you.
Okay. Well, I was more like, what could I make Daymore use this for?
It's probably like more like, how could we creatively weaponize this thing?
Oh, yeah, but...
You can shoot it out of your hat.
Reggie can tell you what it does with Identify, and then you'll know what kind of thing you need Davo to make.
Oh. Well, put a pin in that.
I thought you meant put a pin in that, not you.
How am I going to remember?
Fair.
You tie a string around your finger.
Yeah.
I tie a string around these fingers that I use to punch many things.
Yeah?
We're going. This girl's probably dead by now.
And I will say now, the thing that I omitted from the description is the pedestal where the orb just stood, there is a winding staircase behind it.
It now sinks down in a boulder.
No boulder, but kind of. The pedestal, now that the orb is removed, sinks into the floor, revealing a spiral stone staircase deeper to the mausoleum.
This is a good call, getting that orb out of there.
Yeah, can't wait till I make this, make the DM really regret this decision.
I already do.
It was immediate.
All right, what would you guys like to do? You're now in this, you know, round chamber.
How much light is in this spiral staircase?
It's spilling out of my backpack.
I'll actually say, as you look down...
Can Daddy, hold the backpack out and lantern it?
Oh, interesting. Because it is magical darkness.
It's magical light.
Which you can see down... you look, Theo, and you can see down these steps, but you can tell that the shadows emanating from this chamber is magical darkness.
I'll lead the way, guys.
Okay.
What if we had some magical light to counteract?
I'll also say, since you two can't see within magical darkness, I'll let you use that orb in the following chamber to see.
Can you just peek open the flap?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I just crack it open a little bit.
Yeah.
Boop.
You kind of like just gently open, like rummaging through the bag, you kind of open it up and like a little like ray of light coming from the orb.
Like a flashlight?
Totally. It just illuminates the stairwell.
Oh God, it's so bright.
Okay.
It's pretty tight.
I wonder if I could use this to enhance my channel to divinity.
Oh no. all right, you guys heading down?
Nuclear explosion.
All right. Reggie has his guns in finger gun mode. I'm going to firebolt the first motherfucker.
Yeah, I'm spent on mine.
So you guys creep down. Theo, you're leading the way here. Theo, can I get a wisdom save from you?
14.
You can faintly hear the man in black's voice behind you.
Oh, this guy.
Who?
And he almost
Man in black.
Oh.
He sounds vaguely panicked.
He's all freaking out about something.
No, do not go. Turn back.
He's going to be so pissed at you next time you guys get off a full combo. Ridiculous.
Wait, hold on. You're playing it up wrong. You got to try and get the information. Like, why do I need to turn back?
I just don't want to talk to him.
Understandable. Let's go ruin his plans.
Yeah.
Turn back.
Continue walking down this winding stairwell. You find yourself in the final chamber of this dungeon. Give me a perception check with advantage, all of you, since you've illuminated the fuck out of this room.
19.
12.
24.
Okay. You can see in this central chamber, there is a stone goblet. It's about like 10 to maybe 15 foot tall. It's huge.
It's full of void?
There is a writhing black mass in this goblet. And you can see that there are cultists at the brim of the big cup that are lapping it into their mouths, and they look up at you nervously. You can also see in this chamber there is a small lizard folk girl laying on a stone table, and it seems that these cultists, who seem to be high on this black void, are filling what appear to be almost like tattoo needles with this inky black as they are preparing to cover her body in the name Theo. They all look up, panicked.
My lord, you finally arrived. We're getting ready for your new namekeeper. It is good that we found a young one. They last much longer.
We're not doing that.
You guys gonna finish that void?
We've been keeping the void safe for so long. You may not have it. Stay away from it. It is ours. Long have we kept it. It is ours.
Why are you guys so cagey?
The ritual isn't complete yet, my lord. Go now. We will return to you when we have finished with this one.
Now, there's a new ritual that's going to be happening.
Can I get Toluga, because you rolled so high on that perception check, can you roll an insight check with advantage?
28.
Yep. Coming from the shadows behind the goblet. It almost looks like Borf, but if Borf were like 400 years old and had just never stopped growing.
Is that 400-year-old Borf?
There is this
grandfather.
Towering scarab folk creature covered in black robes.
His name's Dorf.
I am Dorf.
I want to shine the light that fucked up with our shadows against
him. Blind them.
Open the light. All of the cultists look away from this blinding light that pours into this round circular chamber. Dorf is like,
no, you shall not bring light into the chamber of the man in black.
But I did.
Don't.
As I do, like, I'm shit talking, I want to get, how far apart is this chamber?
It's a very large round room. We'll give it like about like 100 feet across on either direction.
So 50 where foot is radius.
Yeah, 50 foot radius.
Where's the lizard girl?
The lizard girl's in the very center, so 50 feet away from you guys are now. We'll say 80 feet away is where this towering like insectoid priest is standing. And I will say, as the light hits the room, you can see that the massive shadow in the goblet, it almost seems to react violently to being hit with light. And it is writhing and swirling. And with that high of an inside check, Toluga, it is moving so much like Glebnor. And we will see how things go next time on Dicey Situations. Thanks for playing, folks. Keep it dicey.
Howdy, Glebnor here. And I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.